Happy Sabbath. A little over 15 years ago, a friend of mine gave me a call, a close friend of mine. His name was James Ramsey. And he calls me and he says, "Hey, Scott, I hear that you are looking for an electric guitar." I said, "Yes, I am. I hadn't owned one in a few years, and I was looking for a new one." And he says, "Well, you're about to get one." I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "I put one in the mail." And he explained to me that he had acquired his dad's old electric guitar, and he had packaged it up, and he was shipping it to me. And this was kind of a prized possession of his family's. It was a 1968 Gibson ES-335 in bright cherry red. It's a beautiful guitar. It's a piece of art, really. But he was entrusting it to me. So he sends it, and I loved it, and I still have it to this day. A few years later, he and I were on the phone again on what would be our last conversation, and we both knew it, because he was much older than me, and he was dying of cancer. And so we're having a little chat, talking about God's kingdom, and reminiscing about memories, and of course the guitar comes up. And he tells me, he says, "Hang on to that for me. Take care of that for me." Never once did he say, "Here, I'm giving this to you. This is yours to keep. Do with it what you will." He told me multiple times, he said, "I want you to hang on to that for me. I want you to take care of it." And so to this day, that's what I've done. And people have asked me over the years, "Have you ever thought about selling that? It's probably worth a lot of money." And I've said, "No, because I don't think it's mine to sell. He entrusted it to me. He made me a steward of that guitar. That guitar is still in my house, and I still take care of it, and I expect that one day I will give it to one of my sons or maybe one of my grandsons, and I'll make them a steward of that guitar, and I will trust them to take care of it, and I'll tell them, hang on to that for me. Take care of that for me." Stewardship is such an interesting idea. The Bible's full of comments about being stewards and stewardship. And stewardship is really the idea that you are given something to take and use for however your master intends it to be used. It's not something that is yours to do with as you will. It's something that you are given to use as the person who gave it to you, who entrusted it to you, wants you to then go and use it. And so I think to myself, well, what would James want me to do with this guitar? He'd want me to play it, so I play it a lot. He'd want me to take care of it. He'd probably be pretty honored that I have it hanging on a wall where it looks nice and I can tell people the story about it. And so I try to do that. You know, we're all stewards of different things. You might have a possession that you are a steward of, that you own, something valuable that you take care of in that kind of way. We have other things that we're stewards of that are not physical possessions. If we are, if you're an employee, if you're a spouse, if you are a parent, if you are, you know, entrusted in any way with any form of things, right? We're all stewards of certain things in certain ways. And all of us sitting in this room are definitely stewards of another sort. Let's turn over to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10. If you need help finding it, you ask any one of the kids in this room, and I think they'll sing you the order of those books. Because 1 Peter starts off a very catchy section of that song that so many of them have used to memorize the books of the Bible. 1 Peter, there toward the end, 1 Peter 4 and verse 10. It says, "Each of you should use," this is in the NIV, it says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." He says, we are stewards of God's grace, which is such an interesting idea, and that's what we want to talk about and think about today, is being stewards of the grace of God. Grace is a very expansive topic. We're not going to try and cover all of grace in a sermonette. for now, let's think of it as God's incredible goodness toward us. It's a very big idea. But you can think of grace as being God's incredible goodness toward us in so many ways. It's not what Paul is telling us here about being stewards of that grace is that it's not something that we just simply bask in and enjoy. And we lay there and think, ah, I'm going to soak up this grace. This is such a wonderful thing. He says, you're stewards of that grace. That means it's something that we take and then we use in a way that our master intends it to be used. You can think of the parable of the talents, where the master entrusts his servants with something. He says, here, take this money. I'm going away. And what does he expect them to do? He rewards them for using it. And the one who just sort of sat on it and took care of it, well, they got a different kind of reward. But the people who take what God has entrusted to them and use it, those are the ones who are rewarded. And here, that's the idea that Paul has wrapped up in this or that Peter has wrapped up in this verse, is that we are stewards of God's grace. It's not something that he just gives us and then we take and we sit on. It's something that we are entrusted with. The Greek word charis is grace. And then the interesting thing is, if you look at this verse, it says each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. Gift there is the word charisma. So it's an extension of that grace. It's saying you've been given charis, you are stewards of charis, and have been given charisma. In this context, he's talking about gifts, about each of us being given some sort of gift. And we're not going to get into the whole idea of spiritual gifts, but there's that sort of idea there, that we have all been entrusted with a particular gift as a result of God's grace, his goodness towards us. So God is good towards us, charis, and we have in us then some sort of charisma that is some gift that we are to use as stewards of that gift. Right? God has given us a gift and entrusted us with the gift to be stewards of that gift, right? Not to take it and to use it to show off or to use it for our own personal gain, but as stewards, using it in a way that he would design. The Theological Dictionary of the New Testament on this word charisma, it says it denotes the result of charis as an action that is proof of favor, or benefit, or gift. If you're familiar with the patron-client sort of relationship implied in this idea of grace, right, it's the idea that there is this person who is giving some tremendous thing, some tremendous gift to you, and then you as the client of that patron are expected to take what has been given to you and, again, to use it for the benefit of those around you. That's what this gift is. It is not, it's not something that is just poured out again for our own benefit. God's grace manifests itself in us individually in different ways. Right? Again, different gifts. We have different opportunities to exercise those gifts, right? And that's going to vary individually. Right? But the focus here for this message is not necessarily on the grace or on the particular gift, on the exact way that you're going to do that, but in how you frame and think about whatever that gift is that you have been given. How to use what God has given you. Peter says here that we're to serve others. He says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. The New King James, it says, minister to one another. He's not saying, well, you know, all of you are now priests in that sense. But he's simply saying, minister to one another, serve one another, in that sense of being able to take that thing that God has given you and use it to the service of those around you, especially those in the church, as he's writing to the congregation there, and he's writing and encouraging them, serve one another. Use it for the benefit of the people around you. That word that we have there for serve others, for minister to others, is the same word we get deacon from. It's that Greek word that evolved into the word deacon. It's that kind of service toward one another is how we're supposed to use the gifts that God has given us. Again, as faithful stewards is what he calls us. Faithful stewards of God's grace will take whatever God has given us and we'll use it to extend his grace. That's how we can frame how we think about using the gifts that we have been given, is that we are extending God's grace to others. The grace that he has shown us, the goodness that he has shown us, the gift that he has then given us, we are able to take that and extend God's grace to other people, to those around us. We're to extend it in the same way that God extends toward us, not as something that is imposing, right? If I were to take that guitar, for example, it's very easy to take a guitar and impose it on other people. And I can turn the amp up pretty loud and make it very difficult for anybody in the house to hear anything other than my guitar, right? I could impose that gift in a way that would be very overwhelming. But that's not how we're supposed to use the gifts that God has given us. We're to use them graciously as God extends his grace toward us, serving in ways that help other people, in ways that encourage other people, build each other up and build up the congregation. We can be stewards of many things, right? And not all of them are wrong. Some of them can be a little bit problematic, right? We can be stewards of physical property. We can be stewards of others that are in our care. Parents are stewards of their children up until a certain age. We don't own those children. They're in our care, and we try to be good stewards of those lives that we've been entrusted with by our God. But we can also be stewards of ideas. We can be stewards of agendas. We can be stewards of causes. And our world would have us do that. Our world would have us pick up ideas and other motives and other agendas and be stewards of those agendas. Have those things be the things that we hold close, that we then try to extend out to others and be stewards of those things. But this world's problems, this world's causes, this world's agendas, we're not stewards of those things. We don't need to be stewards of those things. God wants us to be stewards of his grace. We're stewards of the grace of God, of whatever gifts he's given us. So let's be faithful. Let's be faithful to use those gifts to serve each other as a way of extending his graciousness to those people around us.